Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So now it's 1 a.m. and they're gambling and they're still talking about, you know, I don't know where they're going to go to. Are they going to go to the strip club or are they not going to go to the strip club? But they don't tonight. Tonight they go to bed and we wake up the next. Well, they go to bed at 5:30 a.m. But the next day there are drinks and McDonald's and shit just all over the suite. I mean, this is definitely people who were given a free suite from TV, you know, just like trashing it.
And I also was like, finally something I can get behind. Copious bags from McDonald's. I'm like, now we're talking. Now I'm relating to these people.
Yeah.
So they're waking up and Paul's like, I don't feel so bad. Casey's like, I feel bad. My head hurts. So
meanwhile, Tegan's like, Jake, is that his name? She's like, Jake, you know, Jake, you pissed your pants last night. He's like, I did not piss my pants. Stop accusing me of pissing my pants. But you did. Hey, everybody, Jake pissed his pants last night. And he's like, yeah, and I'll do it again. I'll be, what do you think about that? I'll piss my pants again.
Tegan's my favorite of the women because she seems actually like a fun person. Like, I think I would actually enjoy hanging out with her. And I like that she outs Jake for peeing in his pants. And she just seems like, I don't know. She just seems like the best of that bunch. Like, she's the only one who actually has a pulse. The rest of them just sit there and they're sort of catatonic. You know, like been through some sort of like occult brainwashing, like slow blinking of the eyes. But like Tegan seems okay. And this was a big Jake episode. We don't see a lot of Jake. He sort of pops up here and there, but he got like some full on scenes and some confessionals, which was, I guess, sort of interesting. So.
Yeah, it was some groundbreaking stuff. It was a Jake episode for sure. He's like, we're going to go to strip club no matter what nobody says. I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to go piss on a stripper if I want to. Let's do it.
I got a bus.
So the guys, except for Steven, all the other boys, they go to the race car track or whatever. They're going to go do some racing. And the other people go to the Cowboy Christmas. And Steven's like, what am I doing here at Cowboy Christmas with a bunch of girls? I should be out with boys, doing boy things.
It is crazy. You're the most pessimistic person about Cowboy Christmas, but not coming with me.
By the way, I'm not going to lie. I did kind of want to go to Cowboy Christmas after seeing it.
I absolutely did not.
I wanted to go just once. I love that Cowboy Christmas happens at the same time as Art Basel. Like, there's two polar opposite conventions happening in the United States at the same time.
Well, I'm from Texas, so most of our shopping things have that, you know, kind of Cowboy Christmas element to it. So I'm just like, I don't need it. But they go in there. I'm shocked that this whole episode, they've been telling us how important Cowboy Christmas is. And nobody but Steven Jr. from the company even goes to Cowboy Christmas. What the fuck?
And only Steven goes. And then on top of that, they're just like fucking around in Cowboy Christmas. It's not like they're taking meetings. They're not going to any suites. They're just like walking around like, oh, you sell tallow? What do you sell tallow? What's your tallow like? Our tallow's better. You know?
Oh my God, look over there. This is where I dream. We can sell McBee Farm t-shirts.
Like, wow, you guys are really killing it. I loved the part where they went up to a tallow lady. So they see tallow. He's like, wow, tallow. So they go up and Casey's like, I'm going to do some interviewing because I could learn something. How long have you been in tallow? And the lady goes, oh gosh, since 2023. I was like, wow, it's what a long lasting dynasty that you've got going here. And then did you notice Allie was so shady?
Because yes.
Allie goes, I want to try your tallow. And she puts some on. She goes, oh, whoa, now that is silky smooth. All right, this is tallow. Wow, Casey, check this out. This is how you do it. This was got hers in her fridge, idiot. Does it by yourself.
I noticed that. Stupid. To me, that was both a, I'm going to diss your shitty stuff, Casey, because you don't want me to be part of your company. And I'm also going to show you how well I would sell it on social media. Wow, silky smooth. And I would, if you use my promo code, you can get this Montana tallow for the low, low cost of $5. Wow.
That'll be $10,000 and 20%, bitch.
I have a finance degree. So I totally clocked that as well. So then they're just like walking around looking at things. And then over at the racetrack, we see Jake is driving. He's driving like 130 miles per hour and he's totally unfazed. His face looks like he's driving 15 miles per hour. Like normally we're used to people being like, whoa. Then Jake is like, if there's anyone who I think is going to be dead last, it's going to be Cole's little wimpy ass because I watched him wreck a combine last year. And we see, Cole driving over a rock with a combine and breaking the whole thing.
And we saw this year, Jesse doesn't know how to open a tractor door. So that's who we're talking about here. So we go back to the hotel and guess who's here? It is Lady of Fun, Galina.
She is fully made up. Like she is about to go host a local news hour somewhere. And, Ali greets her at the door and they, they're going to like be setting up for this, this bachelorette party for Casey. And Galina's saying that she's not the party animal she used to be. She's like, but I will give it like I say about murdering chickens. I will give it my best shot.
Allie's like, wow, what are you going to wear tonight, Galina?
Well, I'm going for disco slut milf, you know. That's how I go. Thunder down under, let us do.
So Galina's just excited to be invited, you know. And and by the way, I love Galina's like, oh my God, thank you guys so much for inviting me. That was really sweet. And it means a lot to me that you would think of me. But in another scene, someone's like, oh my God, Galina's here all alone. Galina just happens to be here all alone. So I guess we should invite her to hang out. They said something like that. It's like, oh God, you guys are such dicks. You don't even admit to inviting Galina.
I know. So meanwhile, Stephen and Allie at Cowboy Christmas, they stop over at a turquoise store because Stephen's like, I love turquoise jewelry. So they start trying on different things, and Allie's like, there's something so sexy about a man wearing a wedding ring. The hands, the veins, the calluses, the big old band. Like, why is it like every confessional with her is about her explaining why something is sexy? There's something so sexy about watching a man put his hand on a slot machine, the biceps bulging, the metal in his hands with the arm. It is just so sexy. I'm like, this lady is really trying to sell us on the fact that she is deeply attracted to Stephen McBee Jr.
It's just manly. Stephen's got just such sexy, manly hands.
So she's helping choose a ring. And Casey's like, well, I'm uncertain about this. I don't know that I want to even get married in Vegas. We waited such a long time to get engaged. And now Cole's just like ready to get married. I mean, so many people would be missing out on this where they waited so long to get married. They want us to see us get married. Everybody's going to be so upset if they don't get to see us get married.
But I'm just a girl. So I guess we'll do what Cole says.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we're back at the hotel. Casey and Tegan have returned from wherever they were, I guess Cowboy Christmas. And so they are going to get ready to surprise, you know, Kate, like something. I don't know. The bachelor, they're just getting ready for the bachelorette party. And now Casey is like, this is where
I love that this girl about. Who's saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you as usual, but what isn't this whole thing about them going to Vegas because it's kind of going to be their bachelorette party and bachelor party? Wasn't that in the plans originally? They were like, let's go because you guys are engaged. So if we go to Vegas, we can have like a bachelorette and bachelor party. So why are they doing that if they don't have a wedding planned, first of all? Why would you be throwing someone a bachelor or bachelorette party? There's no wedding even on the books. And then also, if you're doing all this, why would you be surprised that the thing is going to be getting married in Vegas on this show?
Like, it's almost like they said, we're going to get married in Vegas. And then all of a sudden, the producers were like, oh, actually pretend like you're not. And that this is a surprise. Because you're right. You don't have a bachelor or bachelorette party until, like, you're very close to the wedding. It's supposed to be like, this is your last hurrah. So if there's no wedding on the books and you're just having a bachelor and bachelorette party on spec. That like makes no sense. I also love here, our note taker says, Allie and Galina are waiting to surprise Casey with the decorated area for her bachelorette party. Why does that crack me up? They go into the suite, but there's only one little section of the suite that's decorated. It's like, I hope she comes around the corner of the suite and sees the decorated part where we put some balloons up. Like, it's such low stakes surprise. We've got a corner of the room that has a balloon in it.
Oh, so Casey's like, well, I invited Galina to come to my bachelorette party for the wedding. I'm not even supposed to ever be having until maybe 2 years or something, .. But she may be crazy, but at least she loves us. Everybody knows that.
So now Cole calls Casey and he's just like checking in to see what's going on, and the girls are getting dressed up into their bachelorette party outfit, you know, because they gotta look good for Thunder Down Under, and they're just like talking about eating food and stuff, whatever. It's literally unimportant. And then over the boys, so Brayden's like, well, Jake, should we lay down the laws of the land for tonight? Jake's like, I think it's time to lay down the laws. It's like, okay, what does that mean? It's like rule number one, no communication to the girls. Brayden's like, and number two, you got to have a good time. No bad moods tonight, Steven Jr. Steven, that was...
Well, I've just got some information from you, because I heard it from somebody who shall not be named, who is gorgeous, and I will probably marry before the week is out, that the girls are going to be very upset if the guys go to the strip club. Do not go to a strip club.
And Jake's like, oh, you're definitely... And he goes, I'm not going to point fingers. He's like, you're definitely pointing fingers down. He's like, yeah, well, it's Vegas. So they're like, we absolutely cannot go to the strip club. Well, guess what? Now everyone's going over. The girls go over to Thunder Down Under, and Allie has a big announcement. I am ready to get down in Vegas. I don't think I was ever a party girl, but don't get me wrong. I still love shaking my ass at the club occasionally. So I am excited for those Gallatin girls in Vegas. I mean, I trust when Allie says that she... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong alley here. Wait, let's take it from the top. I'm ready to get down in Vegas. Whoa, this sounds more real. For a moment, when I was like, the other alley is talking about shaking her ass in a club. I was like, what are we talking about here? This makes no sense. That alley shaking her ass. I mean, I know she lives in the city, the big bad city, but I just can't imagine Allie shaking her ass at the club. But now that we know it's Allie with an E, I apologize, everyone. I'm sorry that I...
Well, the other Allie is the one last season or whenever they had the male strippers, because this has already been a plot line where Jesse got all upset because they had a male stripper and the stripper was dancing on Allie and he like wheelbarrowed her. He like lifted her up and she was like shaking her ass on. So I don't know. That little Allie's, the innocent Allie's got something in her too. But yeah, you guys have already used the stripper storyline and it was about as entertaining the first time. So Allie's like, wow, I've been to Vegas, but these are Gallatin girls. I mean, that one just saw a mountain last year.
It's true. I'm surprised Casey didn't make any remarks about that flying into Vegas. Look, I seen a mountain over there.
I saw my first mountain last year, and now everywhere I turn, I can see a mountain.
It's like, that's the Luxor. So Allie... So they're just having fun. Okay, so they go to the Thunder Down Under place, and we see flashbacks of Allie without an E getting that wheelbarrow thing happening to her and everything. It's fun. They're ordering drinks. And
big news, huge news, guys. Allie is so turned on by the strip club that she has sent a sexy text to Jesse. You know, the guy who's just treating her like shit for no reason. And her text says, thinking about you later. And then it has a drooly text. And she's like, well, we are trying to work on our relationship. Let's see if it worked. And then Casey's like, you should text him and say, I'm not wearing any underwear. One time Cole said that to me, and I thought it was sexy. But then he had skid marks on the inside of his jeans. And I said, you really should wear underwear, though, Cole.
It's from the combine. So then skid marks mean something else on this show. So then Allie is like, and we also find out that Allie also did a boudoir shoot for Jake once. So, wow. But I was like, girls, this is, come on, I know how to do this, okay? There is an art to sexting, okay? This is why I make $10,000 per sex, okay? It's literally simple, ladies. Like, I don't know what's going on between those two. This is what you have to do. You say, I can't wait for you to be inside of me, and this tallow is silky smooth. Send. So then the guys are there, and they're riding on the bus, and all of a sudden, Jake gets the text. And it's like, oh my God, it's crazy. And they're like, you broke the rule because you're texting with your girl. Rule number one is broken.
And Jesse's like, yeah, but I got this text from Allie. It was more of a sex, I'd say. Definitely unexpected from Allie. I mean, it's exciting. You know, maybe it was a good idea to come to Vegas. You know, maybe she's actually feeling herself a little bit and actually wants me. And then there's another text from Allie that says, I can't stop thinking. Oh, you already said that, right?
I want you inside of me. By the way,
I want you Allie inside of me. Sorry.
I think I said that Allie made a boudoir photo shoot for Jake, and that is actually categorically wrong. It was for Jesse. Big difference. Big difference with those J's.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the women are going crazy at the Thunder from Down Under show, and then the guys are on the rooftop of Caesar's Palace, and we find out something nobody is shocked at. Cole.
Hangover. That's where this took place, right? That's my favorite movie.
We know.
We already know without knowing. We already know.
We know.
And so... and the thing is that, like, the girls, either right before this or right after this, they send a photo of them with all the strippers. So then they're like, what? That's not right. So we're definitely going to strip club. And then Jake is like, well, Abraham, I made a few calls and that bus is headed to the Sapphire. I would have loved it if the bus was driven by Tessa. Well, boys will be boys. And if they want to go to strip club, they're going to go to strip club. That's what I'm here to do. Just mother hand, take them to the Sapphire.
Boys will be boys.
So now they go to the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. And Jake's like, you know, I was strictly told I do not take over a strip club. But after I see the Incredible Hulk and the Thong Bikini in front of girls and the biggest smiles I've ever seen on their face, you bet your ass we're going to a strip club.
Well, lucky girls at the strip club.
I know.
Man, yeah. to sit, for anyone to ever think that those girls don't work hard for their money, enter the McBee crew.
Oof.
I know, seriously. Oof. I've never had more sympathy for the sex workers of our nation than when those McBees walk into that strip club. So Jake, you know, they go in there and Jake tells us, you know, I was strictly told, do not take cold to a strip club, but after I see that Incredible Hulk in a thong bikini with the girls in the biggest spot. Did you read this part already? Because I can't
do it. Yeah, I just did that one. We're appropriating each other's things. What? So Cole's like, well I thought they were
about this.
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over. And Steven Jr.'s like, boys, I'm headed back to the hotel because I've got a woman I love who's got a father I need to impress. See ya. So he leaves and they're like, you're a little bitch. How could you do that?
And Cole's like, I thought there was some kind of bro code here, but I guess that's out the window. He's whipped and he loves to be whipped.
I just would love it if they cut to Stephen McBee at the hotel, just arranging all his little trinkets he got from Cowboy Christmas.
This one goes on the left, this one goes on the right, and this one I'm going to journal about at 4 a.m.
Look, I got belt buckles. Each one has a letter. When you line them all up, they smell memberships.
Now, this one here goes on top of a Christmas tree. It's Father Christmas, but with a cowboy hat on. I love it. Thank God for Father Christmas.
So Steven says, Allie told me early on that if I went to a strip club in Vegas, it was over. And at 31 years old, I don't need a strip club anyway.
Okay. So now he leaves and the ladies are still whooping it up at the Thunder Down Under show. And now the guys are at the strip club and Cole's like, wow, they're looking at me and then they all need to stop. Yeah, I imagine you get that a lot.
Yeah, this I'll always remember. I remember when
it's called an existential crisis. That's what you're seeing on their faces. Okay,
exactly. I'll always remember when we went to Swinging Richards. Is that what it was called? Swinging Dicks or Swinging Richards, I think, in Atlanta. And it was the strip club, these guys. And at one point, I got like a lap dance. And I just remember that this guy was just staring off at the wall, and I was like, oh man, he hates this. It just was the funniest thing, and I was like, the sadness in this man's eyes right now. And
you know, it's just being at work.
Yeah, and so it's like, I mean, and so when you see the stripper come over to Cole and be like, do you want to dance? You just can see her focusing on a spot on the wall. It's like a ballerina needing to focus on one spot so she doesn't get dizzy as she spins around, you know, or like a figure skater. It's like, it's just, you just hear, you know, Dutch marks are dollars. American Express will do nicely, thank you. Let me loosen up your collar. Now tell me, you want to see me do the shimmy again?
Well, you know, look, I'm sure a lot of times you have to disassociate, like with any job that you do, you know, it's like just straight disassociation. I think in this case, you see Cole sitting there and it's just a cavalcade of the word choices going through your head. Choices, 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 choices. I've just made so many choices. My choices have all led me to Cole, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think that there's, I think in the year 2026, I think we have a different view of what it is to be a stripper. I don't think it's seen as such a shame. Like, people shame it aggressively before, and it's like slutty and terrible. And there was just so much shame in it. And I think we're seeing that it can actually be a very empowering thing. And we've, you know, updated our views on all these professions, et cetera. But it doesn't matter what job you're in. You can always have a moment where you say, how did I wind up here? How did I wind up with this awful coworker? How did I wind up with this awful boss? And I think sometimes even a stripper will be like, this was a mistake. I have to give a lap dance to Cole McBee. I'm going back to corporate America. So, you know, sometimes you have a moment.
You don't have to be in a shameful position to feel shame. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be in a shameful profession, I should say, to feel shame. I think at some point, any of us are just like, oh my God, this sucks. You know, this day sucks. And I think this was hers. So Jesse, meanwhile, they're basically talking about the dancers and stuff. And then one of them gets an offer. I think Cole, right? They're like, hey, do you want to dance? And they're like, do it, Cole, do it. Cole, do it. It's your bachelor party. Cole, you got to do it now. You ain't listening to no woman. You better do it. And Cole's like,
I better behave myself and not do it this time.
And so Cole gets a gold medal for not getting a lap dance that time.
And then Casey gets pulled up on stage at the Thunder Down Under, and this guy with his big long hair does this whole dance on her and has her put her hand on his chest and everything, and everyone cheers. And even Allie's like, oh my God, this is crazy. And
even Allie, that's how Allie acts in every single scene. She's like, oh, what? Oh, sorry.
We're here to remind you all that on Delta Airlines, the Wi-Fi is complimentary.
Wow, that's crazy. Free.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I saw another story online that Allie is shooting something with Austin. Like, they were seen on camera having lunch. Please don't do this to all.
Austin Kroll.
Please do not bring Allie Eklund onto Southern Charm. Please, please.
I mean, look, I have to say, I think Allie is very annoying. I think that she has like a made for TV personality. I think this is like a lane she wants to go down. But I still actually, weirdly enough, like her more than Calla. Calla was just the pits.
Oh, and
like
I was Calla.
Rooting for Calla. I was rooting for Calla. I love that. I love everything we talked about at the top of the episode. It's actually so nasty what she did, but I kind of enjoy that kind of like as a reality star. I like that. But I found like Calla was just a real, she was just like a real buzzkill. Allie is like fake and insufferable, but I don't know. I think if I have to choose between two, I'll take Allie.
I take Calla because Calla is at least giving you something kind of real, you know? this Allie seems like a very nice person. She just comes across as constantly, it's like on QVC, you know, it's like, oh my God, look what we have next. It's a bracelet. Oh my, you know, it's just very all the time. It's like she's selling. It's just too much. She seems like a nice person. I just don't want her on Southern Charm. Although I would love to see Patricia's reaction to her.
I know. Patricia should be like, who is this Texan? Don't like her.
Yeah. So anyway, now let's see. So he denies a lap dance on his part. So then Jesse tells us, well, I think once Casey finds out we went to a strip club, she's going to choke the life out of me. And then we go back to the women, and it's after the show now. They're walking through the casino, and they see the guys.
And they all take a seat on oversized cowboy hats, because of course. And then they sort of have this, like, you know, run-in moment, like, oh my God, what's going on? Oh, we went to the club and everything. And so anyway, Casey and Cole go up to their suite, and they go up to this pool. And like, Casey puts her feet in the pool, and Cole like brings over this oversized chair, and he can't quite, it's like too heavy for him. So we watch him like really struggling to get this chair over by the pool. And I'm like, bro, why, why are you obsessed with this chair? Just put your feet in the pool. Also roll up your
seat. Yeah. It was really weird. Like, she has her feet in, and so then he wants to sit on this like love seat or something that he drags like over to sit next to her at the pool.
He was just dragging it over, and I was waiting for it or him to fall in. And then eventually he's like,
maybe the Virgin Hotel was like, listen, we'll let you guys have this, you know, publicize our hotel on TV. Cole is not allowed to put his feet in the pool. Okay.
You know, it would be a funny absolutely invention for not. Shark Tank. You know, it'd be a funny invention for Shark Tank is some sort of like leg shaped bags that, like, if you're wearing jeans, because like jeans, you really can't roll up. It's like very hard to roll them up to then put your feet in the pool. But if you want to put your feet in the pool, you sort of like, they're almost like leg condoms. You put them on your legs, and then you can dip your legs in the water without taking off your pants. Wouldn't that be fun? I think you could get the sensation of like the cold and the water and everything, but you wouldn't, I mean, you would, like, if it's the right texture, I think you would feel a lot of it, right? Why hasn't no one invented that?
I don't know. Like fully leg clothed. Bitters.
Just like little like plastic bags you put on your legs, and then you dip in the pool, and they're fitted in a way so that way they come all the way up to your thighs. That way it's like the water's not going to get in them.
Wow.
It's for people like Cole McBee who want to have the luxury of a love seat, but the refreshing qualities of a leg dipped in the pool. Now we can finally have both.
You just feel like the temperature change on that part of your leg. I don't know.
I mean, that's why you dip your leg. That's why you do that. Right? Isn't that why you dip your feet in the pool? To feel the temperature change on your feet, on your legs.
Well, they feel wet, and then your feet get all wrinkly, and then you're like, oh, that's what I'm going to look like when I'm old. I don't know.
You're like, I'm on a Facebook reality.
You know, the other part of me is like, do we need to dissuade water from touching Cole's skin? Like, I feel like it needs more. Just not necessarily a pool, you know, because that's I'm other people say, are going to go in that later. I feel like he's never cleaned in between his toes.
He probably does need more water on his toes, but let's also think about the cleaning staff for this pool. Do we need Cole's toes in this water? I know it's chlorinated, exactly. But even chlorine has its limits. True. So let's put on leg condoms for Cole, so that way everyone can be happy. Anyway, the point is, he admits that
they went invent a chair condom too, so you can put a condom on a love seat, so Cole can sit down and no one else has to sit there. I mean, I don't know. Just so now they're having
a cellophane bag, like he's an edible arrangement. Okay, so
They're having this conversation now that they're drunk, and she's like, you saw boobies or what? And he's like, no, all I saw was butts. You saw boobies. She's like, they're not called boobies on a guy. We just saw butts.
He's like, that's all I saw too. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I saw some boobies at the strip club.
She's like, I'm so mad at you, Cole. You
want to get married tomorrow?
Yeah, you were honest with me about going to a strip club. Let's get married in Vegas.
She's like, I'm just glad you had fun. So meanwhile, in Allie and Jesse's room, it's the next morning, and they're sitting there in bed, and she has this look on that the permanent smile is on her face again. And she goes, well, good morning. Ready for the day? And he's like, Yeah, Vegas gets you every time. She's like, well, I'm doing better than you. I'm up in the shower already. He's like, okay. So anyway, the point is
they're both dressed like in turtlenecks and long pants. Like, what do you, how do you guys sleep? These two are so repressed. I mean, they both, it's like, Jesus Christ, they're wearing full outfits in bed. And she's like, yeah, last night was sexy times. He's like, well, I'll just say that I got a real sexy text from her. And sexy text led to something else, but I ain't going to kiss and tell about it.
Yeah, they had sex, or at least they're alluding to that.
Did this involve a hole in a sheet? Because
you too. So Cole and Casey are now in a Sprinter van because they're going to get married. And first they go to the clerk's office, which is great because at the clerk's office, there's like, I feel like we almost met this person before. Did she come to our Vegas show? She's like, I'm a Bravo girl. She's like, I've seen you on TV. I loved her. She was great. And I love that the clerk at.
We met the county clerk.
I don't know. She looked so familiar to me. I was like, I feel like we met her. I feel like she came to our show.
I love that.
She was just smiling and she's like, I'm a Bravo girl. I was like, I love this for you. I love that you're just sitting here at like your job, giving these certificates out or applications or whatever, or permits at Income Bravo Liberties. I mean, I hate to welcome these two into the fold of Bravo Liberties, but they are Bravo Liberties. That's so, I was like so happy for this lady.
Yeah. Bless her. So Cole's like,
well, one of the main things I like about Casey is she's willing to just do about anything. She, you know, she's always game.
Actually, she did not want to do this. At least, according to your own storyline, you have cajoled her into now getting married in Vegas.
She's just very, very passive. And then they're like picking out a dress. And I started to have this realization like, oh, I think they're really going to get married because we've seen for years and years and years that, you know, people go to Vegas on these shows and they pretend to get married or they like do a fake wedding. Or we saw it in Southern Hospitality. We've seen it on Vanderpump Rules. We see it all over. Vanderpump Rules was maybe
didn't
a real
Gigi
wedding,
get married in Vegas?
Probably.
I think Gigi got like had like know. An overnight wedding in Vegas or something. There have been quite a few of them.
She's so wild and crazy. You never know what sort of violent things she might do at her wedding.
I got married at the Golden Nugget. You want to fight about it, Biff? I'll stab you in your face.
The red wedding has nothing on the Gigi wedding. Yeah. So they're picking out all these items and everything. And then they go to this chapel with like an Elvis impersonator. And people all
Girl,
show
man,
up.
The Elvis just gave up. This Elvis isn't even trying. It's just some older man, some old like, skinny guy who comes out in an like Elvis outfit or whatever. Yeah, it looked like David Foster. He's wearing the wig and the glasses and the shiny stuff. And then he comes out and he's like, hey, so y'all going to get married? Are you going to make any effort to be like, I mean, give us at least give us something, buddy. Come on. He's just like, you got to get married. All right, let's do this.
So everyone comes in and like, I can't tell, like Allie is wearing, like blonde Allie is wearing an actual like fur. I'm like, are they all sort of being jokey right now? But I couldn't tell, but the vibe is like, they're all in and they're all ready to have a fun time. And they're like, they're really doing this. And then all of a sudden some smoke appears from under the front door and the door's open and it's actually more of like a garage door. And Elvis drives Casey in this like old school car. And it was so ridiculous. I can't believe it. I'm going to say this. I actually enjoyed this scene. I thought it was actually really amusing and funny. And I was just like, I was impressed that they didn't take us along and say, okay, it's a fake out, or have Casey pretend to back out. They're like, no, they actually up and got married. They saw it through. So I'm like, well, you know, I have to give my credit where credit's due. They actually did the real wedding. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe this was all not just some fakery to a carrot to dangle us through the episode.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you got some personal pleasure from it. you know, whatever happened, happened. They did it. Yeah, and this was one where they opened the doors really wide and then a pink, you know, convertible drives through and Casey's sitting in the convertible. The car drives in, then everybody just sits there and breathes exhaust during the wedding. I was like, this is romantic. Wow.
You know what? Every wedding needs a good dose of carbon monoxide.
What your marriage is going to feel like, sucking a tailpipe. So welcome to the first day of the rest of your life.
Yeah. So he's like, Casey, I love you. You've been the love of my life for a long time, since I was 18 years old, and I want nothing more than you and Blair. And Casey's like, oh, thank you. So I just want to say I love you, and whatever you said, I apply to you because you think for me. So thanks.
I just want to say, you know, everybody who's here in this wedding, these are all the people I ever wanted at my wedding. Well, except for maybe Mom and Dad. Dad's in jail, so I guess he ain't going to make it.
It's the first time they actually acknowledge that he's in jail instead of saying, since Dad went away. It's like, well, Dad's in jail. And then they all crack up.
Since Dad was persecuted by the government for, like, not understanding one thing in the paperwork.
So it ends with them actually getting married in Vegas. And the next week, Christy finds out that her children betrayed her once again. But, you know, boys will be boys. So you really can't be mad.
Oh, my gosh. Those laser eyes of Christie's. She really does not look happy. They're like, oh, yeah, they got married in Vegas. She's like, you can just see her starting to short out. I don't blame her. You can't leave Christy McBee out of a wedding. This woman bought you all fake pumpkins. Do you know how many fake pumpkins she's carried from the Home Goods for you people? Like hundreds.
She had to go to a Home Goods and find fake fall leaves to drape along the top of your cupboards. And this is how you pay the poor woman. Don't cross a woman who carries a Stanley Cup the size of an actual Stanley Cup, because if that thing goes thrown in your direction, you're going down.
There is not enough gigantic latte in the world to make this okay. With Christy McBee.
There's not enough foamer. There's not enough foamed milk to calm my rage right now.
Wait, here's something I'm just noticing now. Was Galina even invited to this?
Galina was not at that wedding. She wasn't at this. I couldn't.
What? They're such assholes. You're not going to let Galina come to the wedding? What is wrong with you people?
Galina's in Vegas. Maybe she went home already, but like Galina's in Vegas. You're not inviting her to the wedding. They're such dicks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She's just like family to us. She cares about us so much. They don't tell Galina about the wedding. Damn.
Meanwhile, they hang.
Well, I guess she did know because they said something about it, maybe getting married. She's like, oh, this is something that is going to make a happen? What? But I'm surprised she's not there.
They spend so much energy in the first part of the season, be like, Galina's going around, going and flying all over the place, trying to be like she thinks she's a real housewife, trying to be famous. She thinks she's a famous person. She's not even doing her work. Not even doing it. She's traveling out, not even doing her work. And meanwhile, these guys, they go to Vegas and literally do not a lick of work the entire time that they're there, while she's there probably, like, you know, doing whatever, a cowboy Christmas, filling out invoices and meeting people. So
yeah, that's and true, then they don't Stephen did have that whole, you are going all over the world. And then Stephen went for a week to Austin and then now is going to Vegas right after that.
God, I hate these people in every single way that I could hate them. I do hate them. Well, on that note, everyone, thank you for joining us on our journey to Vegas via Gallatin, Missouri. I'm sure we'll have a very exciting and interesting episode next week of the McBees, as we will the week after that and the week after that, because it's a show full of riveting content. And we thank you all for being here, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs. It's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess. It's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie. It's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop. It's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose. It's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.